Our main story this morning is that the former US President and Nobel laureate Jimmy Carter has died at the age of 100. He celebrated his centenary in October. He had been treated for cancer and had spent the past 19 months receiving hospice care. He died yesterday afternoon at his home in Plains in Georgia. His wife of 77 years, Rosalynn, died last year, aged 96. Jimmy Carter won the White House for the Democrats in 1977. He served one term, and that term was largely seen as being a failure both for him and the American people because of the collapse of the economy. He was heavily beaten by Ronald Reagan in 1981. It was his post-presidency for which he will be best remembered, his role in defending human rights and seeking peaceful outcomes to international conflicts. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002. In a few minutes, we will be speaking to his long-standing friend and collaborator on many human rights causes, the former President of Ireland, Mary Robinson. But first, RTE's Jackie Fox has been looking back at Jimmy Carter's long and eventful life.
The political path to the very top awaited former peanut farmer Jimmy Carter.
My folks have lived in Georgia for more than 200 years. Yeah. We've all had to work for a living. Nobody in my father's family ever finished high school before I did. I know what it means to work. I know what it means to have a chance in life that my father and grandfathers didn't have.
As Georgia's governor,
my name is Jimmy Carter and I'm running for president.
He beat incumbent Republican President Gerald Ford to become the 39th President of the United States in 1977. At his inauguration, he signalled that equality, human rights and the environment would be central to his presidency.
The human rights must be absolute. Our laws, fair, our natural beauty, preserved. The powerful must not persecute the weak. And human dignity must be enhanced.
On taking office, Jimmy Carter faced domestic pressures, including rising inflation and unemployment, as well as an over-reliance on imported energy supplies. In what was seen by many as a damaging exercise, he delivered the so-called Crisis of Confidence speech in 1979, which questioned the spirit of the American people in dealing with the country's problems.
In a nation that was proud of hard work, strong families, close-knit communities, and our faith in God, too many of us now tend to worship self-indulgence and consumption. Human identity is no longer defined by what one does, but by what one owns.
Jimmy Carter's presidency was on the international stage. He established diplomatic relations with China, and in 1978 he brought old enemies Egypt and Israel together in a landmark Camp David agreement.
The first thing upon which we agreed was to ask the people of the world to pray that our negotiations would be successful. Those prayers have been answered far beyond any expectations.
The seizure of the US Embassy in Tehran in November 1979 and the taking of American hostages was a crisis that would dominate the remaining months of the Carter administration. A botched rescue mission in Iran led to the deaths of 8 members of the US military. As Commander-in-Chief, it was left to Jimmy Carter to go on TV and take the blame.
It was my decision to attempt the rescue operation. It was my decision to cancel it when problems developed in the placement of our rescue team for a future rescue operation. The responsibility is fully my own.
A few months later, on Ronald Reagan's watch, they were freed.
That's the happiest moment, I think, of my life. When I was still on the reviewing stand and the Secret Service came and told me the hostages were in the air, on the way to freedom.
Jimmy Carter lost out heavily to Ronald Reagan, who played strongly on the US economy, or as President Carter had defined it himself in the previous election, the state of the misery index.
He added the rate of unemployment and the rate of inflation, and it came at that time to 12.5 under President Ford. And he said that no man with that size misery index had a right to seek re-election to the presidency. Today, the misery index is in excess of 20%.
Even after his presidency, he continued working in conflict mediation, including appeals for peace in Northern Ireland.
My hope is that the next step might be some giving up of weapons, and the British might be more eager to have talks. And I hope that the British elections don't interfere with the process.
A year after his 90th birthday in 2015, he was diagnosed with cancer. Jimmy Carter will be remembered as a diplomat, humanitarian and peacemaker. His devotion to human rights earned him the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002.
War may sometimes be a necessary evil, but no matter how necessary, it is always evil. We will not learn how to live together in peace by killing each other's children. God gives us a capacity for choice. We can choose to alleviate suffering. We can choose to work together for peace. We can make these changes, and we must.
The voice of Jimmy Carter, former US President and Nobel laureate, who has died at the age of 100. That was Jackie Fox reporting.